NIEs can be prepared at the request of the executive branch or a congressional oversight committee, or the CIA may also produce them on its own initiative. During the Cold War, national intelligence estimates of Soviet strength were made regularly. That is why it was all the more shocking when our request for the NIE on Iraq was met with blank stares by George Tenet and the other intelligence representatives who were with him. No NIE had been requested by the White House, and none had been prepared. I could not believe that the administration was about to take us to war without the best information by which to judge that war's necessity, the tactics we expected to be used against our forces should an invasion become inevitable, the conditions we would face in a post-war occupation, and the steps deemed necessary to maximize the prospect of success and minimize the risk to American lives. It seemed clear to me the President and his national security advisors, particularly those who wore suits rather than uniforms, had made up their minds to go to war and didn't want to take the chance that additional facts might show that decision to be flawed, raise questions about the credibility of their claims, or otherwise put their agenda in doubt. I thought back to my visit to Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, and to General Franks's frustrated claim that we were conducting a manhunt and not fighting a war against terrorism. Senators Levin, Durbin, and I, on behalf of the Senate Intelligence Committee, directed that an NIE be completed as soon as possible. Given the heated language coming from the administration, we wanted a cool-headed, unbiased assessment of the risks Iraq posed to us and, should we invade, to our troops. Director Tenet told us that he could not produce the full NIE we requested because his people were too busy with pressing intelligence functions. He said he would, however, prepare a National Intelligence Estimate, NIE, on Iraq's programs of developing, building, and storing weapons of